thank you for the great things you are doing in our lives. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Lord, as we sit at your feet today, we beg of you that you will breathe upon us. Release your thoughts into our thoughts. Let us think through your thoughts, Lord, impacting us that which makes men do well financially. In the mighty name of Jesus, cause that your hand will rest upon us for favor. And as we step out of this place, we become another man. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Shout hallelujah. Now look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, congratulations. Your life has just changed. Say, neighbor, congratulations, because your life has just changed. Amen. Please be seated. Be seated. Glory be to God. I love this month because it's talking about money. And as much as we want to pretend, many of us, that it's not important, you know that money dictates a lot of things. In fact, you're being in church today is because there is money. Yes. If you didn't have money to fuel in the car, some of us live very far. If we wanted to do by faith and we start trekking, maybe if we leave our houses by 6 o'clock, we'll be getting here maybe by 8. Remember, my children are with me, so as I'm trekking, I'll be encouraging them. Don't worry, we are getting there. The Lord will provide. I'm trying to say that money dictates a lot of. In fact, let me be honest with you. Your wife will respect you better if you can provide. I know she's a good woman. We've taught her how to be a virtuous woman and how she can be submissive and all that. She wants to submit. Submission will be easier for her if there is money. Trust me when I tell you this. So if you neglect the subject of money, even ministry will be hard. Many pastors at times have to falsify figures because there is not enough money in the account to do remittance. I need to say it. Are you getting what I'm saying? Ministry will be easier. In fact, we saw that the kingdom will prosper by finance. Cities will be built in the kingdom by money. I'm saying all of this so that you will pay rapt attention to what I have to share this morning. As the Lord helps us in the name of Jesus. I want to discuss how to create wealth and how to multiply your income. Of course, it is unlocking financial open doors. This should be the part 3. By the way, in the second service, we'll be having our brother, Pastor Femi Oyeomi. He'll be here teaching us the art of making money. Please, I don't need to advise you. If you are home, make sure you are here for the second service. Because a lot is shifting in our lives. So under that subtopic, I want to discuss how to create wealth and how to multiply your income. If you want. Genesis chapter 47. Genesis 47 verse 14 and 15. Genesis 47, 14 and 15. If you have the King James Version, read for me before I read from the NLT. Mm-hmm. Okay. And when money failed in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, all the Egyptians came unto Joseph and said, give us bread, for why should we die in thy presence? For all the money what faileth. The first point I want you to note here is that it is possible for money to fail. You see, scripture is so sweet when you read it. There is nothing happening in life that was not captured in scripture. Oh my God, scripture is so full of wisdom. Let me read the NIV version 14 and 15. Joseph collected all the money that was to be found in Egypt and Canaan in payment for the grain they were buying. And he brought it to Pharaoh's palace. Verse 15. When the money of the people of Egypt and Canaan was gone, all Egypt came to Joseph and said, "Give us food. Why should we die before your eyes? Our money is all gone." I'm saying that no matter how much you have, it can go. Think about those guys who were rich when you were younger. You must have noticed that they are no longer that rich. It is possible for a man who was wealthy today to be poor tomorrow. If you have that in mind, then you will be able to understand what I want to teach. How do we now multiply the one you have? And how do we create wealth that will be lasting? I will touch on that, then I will go to managing what you have created. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. How to create wealth. Number one, change your thinking. Change your what? Change your what? Conceptualize yourself as a wealthy person. That's the first thing to create wealth. You must think of yourself not as a victim that needs help, but as someone who is doing well financially. You must create a mental picture that shows that you are wealthy. The biggest battle against poverty happens in your mind. I knew I was very rich even when I was in school as a student and couldn't afford a phone. I knew that I was very rich because when I stepped out, you can't trace it. Before money comes to your pocket, it must come to your mind. I knew I was rich because even as a student, do I even have monthly allowance? At times, if they remember, if I tell them the money is finished, they just manage, send me 3,000 again. But from that 3,000, the first thing I always did was to give my tithes. Why? I was a rich man. I was wealthy in my mind. So you can't tell me. And I knew what would sustain my wealth at that time was my covenant practices. Many students back in the day, in fact, someone gave me an idea. I said, no, that you give God 10% of your disposable income. Not just income, disposable income. So he gave me the sense that when they give you that money, you will spend everything you need to spend to buy food stuff and all those things. Then maybe the one remaining, you will now pay tithe from that one. I tried it once. I said, no. You can't work for me. This is the first way to enter into poverty. I don't have time. But you need to know that money is a spirit first. If money is not attracted to you and you want to chase it, you will not catch it. I can assure you. So having that in mind, I knew that the covenant was important. So my mind couldn't afford poverty. You are trusting God for money. God just gave you small business and they paid you 1 million. But in your head, how can I give God 100,000, a whole 100,000, a whole 100,000? Because that your poor mind, when before you made that 1 million, you are being paid 100,000. A salary. So suddenly God said, I've heard the cry of this boy they call Victor in one sack. Let me bless this for small. They just give you small 1 million. Bring 100,000. No. Sir, 100,000 used to be my salary. I cannot give it as tight. So what happens? You will shrink back. Because you can't handle the big things. I have never seen any man that is bigger than his mind. Let me share something with you. I took permission before I'm going to share this. How many of us remember when Ikoyi, they had that whistleblowing saga at Ikoyi? Who remembers that matter? Whistleblowing. Where someone blew the whistle, government now paid them that money, paid the person. Who remembers? You don't remember. You don't read news. Under Buhari, there was a policy they call whistleblowing policy. So this particular man who was a gateman in one house somewhere, he used to see them carry this money coming anyhow. Do you understand? So when he saw that there is a policy that when you blow whistle, they will pay you a part of the money. That's a percentage of that money. Baba went to announce, the money is inside. He just mentioned where the money is. After much, let me cut the long story short, government now paid this guy money. Incidentally, the money went to one of our branches. He had an account, just random account. You know how you just open an account? You know, many of you, the reason why you have only one account is because you don't have money. If you really have money, you can have one account. But let me leave that. So the guy is one of those guys, just manage, let's open one account, Danny. Because how much did they pay him as security now? So the government credited his account with almost 500 million. See, if your mind is small, even if they give you 1 billion, you will shrink, and shrink back to that one. I heard the day he came to the office, EFCC, let me not say, but everybody was with him that day because of that money. Because he had to sell to a lot of people. To cut the long story short, after everything happened, what was remaining for him now was now 250 million. I was told, see how he was announcing. He would just tell the manager, give my mama 20 million. I won't buy a car. They would, bam. My sister, make it no quarrel with my mama. Give her 10 million. Give this, you know, he couldn't write. So he was just announcing it. Give. The manager said, calm down. Don't be so that they give. Calm down. Can we even fix some money for you? So they fixed some. I heard after a while, he came back. He said, no, I want my money. He began to collect until after a while, he had to start calling the branch guys to please lend him money. Because I was so sorry. He started carrying women everywhere. I think he went to marry another wife. He would just do many, many things with money. He was just flexing. I want to shut down clubs. He was just shutting down things everywhere. When I heard the story, I told him, I said, I want to use this one to preach to you. Someone that had that kind of money suddenly came back to his size. Because his true size was to be on the street poor. I told you last week here that don't ever assume that you are humble. You've not touched money. Don't assume that you don't like women, that all those things, I don't like them. Until you travel to Brazil, travel to Ethiopia, travel to India, go to Las Vegas and see ladies, then you come back and you say, Pastor, I'm sanctified. The reason why those things don't interest you now is because your money no carry them. If your money long, you begin to see some class of ladies who will confirm again if you are sanctified. If you touch money and still attend weekly activity, I will believe this thing you are telling me. This thing you are saying, I will believe it. I don't believe you yet. This one that you are driving and you are behaving like you don't want to cause problem is because you don't have money. Do you know some people have money for trouble? Like they keep some money, trouble money. I didn't mention the name. I am saying, walk on your what? Mind. Someone say, walk on your mind. How do you do that? By reading books. By submitting under coaches and mentors. By submitting under pastors who will teach you the word. Money has a way. Jesus even said you cannot serve God and what? Mammon. You know why? Because Jesus knew that, the only, he didn't even say God and Satan. He said God and Mammon. What is Mammon? Money, the spirit of money, greed. Jesus knew that even Satan, I saw Satan fall like lightning. But you see Mammon, Mammon can take you. If Jesus said you can't serve God and Mammon, please don't tell him I know what I'm saying. Like Peter, Lord, I will not deny you. They say you will deny. He said, no, I will not deny you. It will shock you. Some people don't know the place where they don't know the address of the clubs around here. You know why? You don't have money yet. Money will wake up some appetites inside of you that was not there before. Money will make you look at your parents and say, this small boy and girl, what's, stop making noise. I'm telling you what money can do. Money has a way of making you very proud. When you come into the banking hall, you'll be shouting. I've seen people come into the banking hall, be shouting. Guess what? The truly rich people don't make noise when they come. It's all these money misroads. When they enter, all these Yahoo boys, whenever they come in, whenever they hit and come into the office, you will know they came. I've asked myself, if you are doing Yahoo for it, may you not do Yahoo. But I'm saying, if you are doing Yahoo, is it possible that you just keep your head normal, be normal? Why must you do so that the police will know? Let me not go into that matter. It's to tell you what money can do. I'm just trying to show you. Praise the Lord. Number two, how to create wealth. You must sell something. You must what? Talk to me now. I want to be sure you are with me. Products or services must be sold. Nobody gets rich by chance. If you get rich by chance, like my friend Musa, you will be poor again. If you don't have structure to wealth, you'll be poor. Before God gives you true riches, He creates systems in your life. Money is like an anointing, like the anointing as well. God wants you to heal the sick and raise the dead. But if He just pours it on you without knowing how to sustain it, without knowing the consecrations that sustain it, you will run mad. That is where money is. So you must sell something. You must have value to offer. That's why I love Noah's Ark, to be honest. Everybody in this church is selling something. I noticed. When I got here newly, every Sunday, somebody would tell me, Pastor, they will call me, I would say, what's that? They say, I'm selling. Wow. I was impressed. I say, yes. Even the ones I don't need, I'll buy. Why? Just to encourage them. I was impressed that every young person, students are selling something. I was impressed. So please ensure you sell something. One of these Sundays, we are going to come and do maybe one of our unusual services. Maybe we can even do something. People will just come and pitch their businesses. Just come and tell us what you do and all that. So people will know. Because I noticed since I came here, every problem I have had, once I got here, if I announce it, someone is doing it. Are you getting what I'm saying? If I say, I need this, they will say, sir, this person, I need to say this person. I say, wow. Before I go here, my DSTV was spoiled. Just before the world, I want to repair it. I don't know how I said it. The young man says, I do DSTV. I say, wow. I'm not complete for you. That's why I love this place, honestly. You must sell something. Amen. Number three, improve the quality of goods and services you offer. Improve the quality of goods and services you offer, or increase the quantity of products and services. I'm talking about how to create and multiply wealth. You must improve the quality of goods and services. Let people buy from you and always come back to buy from you. There are places you will shop, you will always come back. Why? Quality, 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 quality. Quality. And before you step out, define the niche you want to serve. Define the people you want to serve. Is it mass market or is it the high echelon? Just define it on time so that any goods you are producing must be tailored to those people and be tailored to their demand. Number four, improve yourself. Improve yourself. Sharpen your skills. Increase the level of knowledge. Never be too old to learn. In fact, never stop learning. One of the things I always keep doing is learning. I love to learn. I love to learn new things. If you say you are a banker, be a banker. Not that they ask you things around bank you don't know. Say, sir, if you are a banker, know the things that have to do with money. Some people came for an interview recently, last month, and I just asked them a simple question. Who is the CBN governor? They don't know. And you want to work in the bank. At times, I would say, who is your governor, the governor of your state? Sir, they don't know. It is not good to be without knowledge. Nuasak. A lot of Gen Z's and young people who have phones, they are doing rubbish with the phone. They are not even no knowledge, nothing. You won't believe it. Some of them came to do interview for my organization. I asked them, who is the MD of my organization? They don't even know. You want to do interview in a place, you don't even think that you should check the MD of the place. Of course, you have failed the interview of immediately because you didn't do your due diligence. That simple sense. That one, you need anointing to tell you that one too. You want to become something in redeem, and we'll ask you, who is our part? Who is the overseer? You say, I don't know. You're laughing. And they'll be laughing. You don't know. Say, sir, I used to know it before. You're not serious. You're not serious. Are you learning? Number five, value your time above money. I have noticed something similar amongst all the wealthy people. They don't play with their time. They don't. Poor people have so much time to waste. People who are wealthy understand the value of time. And I will know this by the way you carry yourself now. As a student those days, I knew I didn't have time for frivolities. We know just they come, maybe just they go. No. Where are we going to? I know they do more, just they go. No. If I don't know where we're going to, I'm not part of that arrangement. Why? I don't have time to waste. If you don't know what to do with your time, at least sleep. When we are much younger, our parents used to force us to sleep. Today, we are trusting God for time to sleep. There is so much to do. Value your time. Time is irreplaceable, guys. Money lost can be recovered. Time lost cannot be regained. Make the most use of your time. Don't spend time, rather invest time. And how do you do this? Acquire and read books. When I was courting my wife, one of the things that interested me in her was the value of books, the volume of books I saw. When I visited her, I saw books. I said, yes, I'm safe here. I don't know what the men of these days look out for these days. I don't know what they look out for. The things we hear these days, a lady has 37 hairs, 37, but she doesn't have 37 books, and you want to marry her. And you now come for counseling and say, Pastor, she is now doing like this. What do you expect she will do before? She is using 37 hair to cover hair that there is nothing inside. She can't give you quality. That's the truth. Hallelujah. Value your time above money. Number six, hard work can't be substituted for anything. We must work hard. That's the truth. I don't want to say there is no miracle money anywhere because it would be wrong to say that. God has helped people, but I'm telling you that that is not the norm. There are principles. Anything outside of that is now a miracle. Do you get what I'm saying? Principles, and I will teach you principles. We must work hard. Christians must work hard. You must not say in the office, for instance, they are looking for someone to move out of the department and you are the one they are donating. It means you don't have value. Are you not seeing it? HOD has calculated, let's remove this one. Why? There is no value. I tell people, I've been a boss of people for some years now, and I can tell you that it's not about whether you're Igbo or Yoruba or Hausa. If you add value, your boss will love you. It's not, they like him because he's Yoruba. No! They like him because I don't think Yoruba, I don't think those things. I think value. If you add value, your bosses will like you. Every boss in the world, I'm telling you, if you add value, they will like you. At least for the 95% that are normal. I understand there are some that are not normal. But I'm saying those normal ones. You know what I mean? Add value. If you check through scriptures, you will never see anyone who God just suddenly promoted, who is dull. Go and think about it. We are studying about Daniel, is it not? Did you see the features of Daniel? Wisdom. He understood sciences. He knew his onion. There was a young lady I was trying to talk to those days. Let me know. You know, when you are being recorded, you have something to be careful not to see. You, they do course, will they ask you how far with your course? She can't even discuss the course she's doing. Yeah, they study computer science. How far? You know computer. I don't know how. You they whine me. You don't know computer, but you they study computer. Don't be a dullard, man. If you are doing something, know it well. If you be tailor, know this thing well, Abby. Not that you sew cloth, so the thing will be like this. You get pride. Hey. Hard work. Part of the reasons why I have stayed long in my career is that I try to know what I'm doing. I tell people, I've never worked with a boss who will say, tell him to go. No, every time I needed to leave a place, they weep. In fact, where I'm currently working, I've tried to leave several times. I don't want to do. They say, no, you must do. You know why? Because they've seen value. Everywhere you are, those you're coming to early at work, being early, being diligent, it counts for something, I'm telling you. Then try and know what you are doing. Be knowledgeable. Read. Read. Be the best in your field. Be the best in your field. Joseph did not get there by, and the Lord now said, he's a liar. Baba, no, the guy knows what he's doing. Then finally, number 7, develop integrity. Develop integrity. Become dependable. Develop integrity. Become dependable. Trust is a capital. Somebody say after me, say trust. Shout it now, say trust. Is a capital. Say it again. Say trust is a capital. If you want to start business and nobody in your family can trust you with some money, you need a stranger like me to help you. I'm worried. How come in your circles, your whole circles, you don't have anyone whom you have done things with? I tell young people, when you come into a place, seek to add value first. And when they give you the opportunity, act with integrity. So that they will not leave it for this guy. He will deliver. I usually use tailors most times for this example. We were in church one day and I said, all these tailors, if you give them, they tell you they will give you the cloth today. Forget it. Just tell yourself. 2 weeks. One sister woke up and said, sir, not me, sir. I deliver on time. Guess what? My wife tried that a few times. She delivered on time. If she tells you this time, she will say, instead, I will not collect the job. I will tell you, I'm not doing. I'm like, wow, this is capital. If you say you will do something, do it. If you say you will deliver a job at this time, deliver it. If you say you will do this, do it. Don't wait for people to run up and down and chase you. Listen, the money is in the return purchase. It's not the first. Every time someone gives you a job, that one can be lost. It's when the person comes back, then you know that, yes, you have a customer. You don't have a customer who bought the first time. No. Until the person comes back. And why would they come back? Because of the way you've served them with excellence. Not that you have a business in Alaba and you are selling Sony. The person bought Sony. Like last Sunday, you say it's Sonia. What did you say? Sonia. If it's Sony, let it be Sony. Stop selling Sony and Sony. The Bible says God hates an unjust weight. Filling stations. Stop selling fuel that is not 1 liter. Stop selling half liters, 1 liter. It's so painful, sir. When you spend 50,000 buying fuel and your tank is not full, it's painful. They will mark your station. This place, demons are doing business here. They won't come back. I'm telling you, integrity. And we are the light of the world, right? We are the salt of the earth. We must do better. That's what I'm saying. This is how much time will allow us. Can you close your eyes? And let's ask the Lord to help us. We must have divine treasurers in Noah's Ark.
men who will touch so much money that the church of God will not lack money, that the kingdom will not be stranded. Father, give us divine treasurers. Give us divine treasurers, oh God. Give us divine treasurers. Give us divine treasurers. Give us men who know how to handle money. Men who know how to commit to integrity. Men, that when you buy their products, you are not afraid. You are sure of what you bought. Give us such men, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Father, I pray for everyone in this service that your hand will rest upon them. Those ones who don't even know what to do yet, that you provide clarity for them. Those ones that need to start a business, provide clarity, oh God. Those ones that need to get a job, help them secure those jobs in the mighty name of Jesus. I ask that your power to do the things we have said, to create value anywhere they find themselves, release upon us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for in Jesus' precious name we are prayed. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.